Welcome to the Tim Hill Podcast. If you have the time, you can not only listen to the episodes, but you can also watch all the shows, and you'll find the links in the description below. Thank you. Timing's everything, and I got it wrong. Anyway, good afternoon. Welcome, everybody, to live from the old Hill Manor. And I'm coming to you today live from the toy shed at the Hill Manor. Now, I've got some updates for you today. I've had a busy old week, and I've got a lot to talk about. So, you're probably here because there's nothing on the telly. And I am coming to you live from the old Hill Manor. And I'm your host, Lord Hill. So, what have we been up to the last week? Well, you saw last Saturday, I gave myself the old EpiPen. Woohoo, that was fun. So far, touch wood, I ain't had no side effects. So, from that perspective, the drug should be okay. Now, I'll jump forward and then I'll be jumping back. Wednesday, I had a blood test first thing, and then I went off to Fareham Community Hospital, where I had an appointment with Mr. Shaw, an orthopaedic consultant. Now, just before I went to see him, I had an x-ray done on my pelvis, my hips. Because we hadn't done that for a couple of years. Now, I've been under this guy for about 4 years now, and we're monitoring the degradation of my hips and my knees because they're both buggered. Let's face it, they're buggered. But the positive that came out of it, now, you saw last week I gave myself the old EpiPen, this new drug, Lefluma. It's going to take a few months to work. It takes a bit of time to sort itself out. But what they've said is that this drug, the people that's had it, that have got rheumatoid arthritis like myself, and a bit of the old osteoarthritis. Now, the difference is, the rheumatoid is an inflammation of the joints. And when you look at the state of them mourners at the moment, and they're always painful. It is a painful thing to have. Whichever way you look at it, rheumatoid arthritis associates pain because you've got inflammation in the joints. So you can imagine that you've got a dull ache in all your joints all the time. Now you get something called a flare. And when it flares, it is bloody excruciating. And the only thing for me that sorts it out is popping a few Brufen. And that takes the swelling down and eases it off. The pain's still there, but it ain't as bad. Osteoarthritis is where the joints are wearing out. So anyway, we've had a look. The last time I went, I had the knees done. We looked at the knees and... and there's still a bit of wear to go on him. Likewise is my hip, which is good news. It means that, although at the moment it's still painful and I struggle wandering around, this new drug should reduce the inflammation enough for the joint to be able to work normally without... The thing is with rheumatoid, with inflamed joints, where they're inflamed, they're working hard and they're wearing out quicker. But what he's saying is this new drug, these people that have been on this biologic, it's a biologic drug, he's seen a lot less people coming through with rheumatoid arthritis needing replacement joints. That's a positive. So hopefully in the next few months, it's going to take the joint swelling down, and it's going to negate the need to have a knee replacements in a near future. May happen in the distant future, but for now, keep us fingers crossed and touch some wood. What else is going on? Well, Monday, Tuesday last week, I did some recording, some live recordings down at the yacht club. Now, it's Hornet 60th this year. The club's been up and running for 60 years. So to celebrate that, they're having quite a few events. And part of that is I've been asked to do some interviews of some of the old and bold about stories from previous, from the past. So how the club's evolved over the years. So I spent Monday and Tuesday doing that. I did five people and I spent quite a bit of time doing the editing. So I've got five in the can ready to go. I've got about three people more to do. And this is all going to happen, all going to be shown over the weekend in May where they're celebrating. So that was that. What else did we do last week? Well, Wednesday afternoon, after I had my blood test and after I'd seen the specialist, I went off to Brockenhurst, to the Royal Enfield place over there to see Claire. They've got the demonstrator in of the new Royal Enfield Himalayan 450 or 452, whichever you want to call it. And I got to have a cabbie on that. What that did was it confirmed to me that I've made the right choice of selling on the Multistrada and putting an order in for the Royal Enfield. Now, with a bit of luck, what's going on out here? Somebody started up a lawnmower. We'll have to work through it, I'm afraid. So, I took it out for a ride around the test route and I did a video at the same time. If you want to go and have a look at the video, it's on the channel. Now, I had some trouble with the audio. Like, I might be having trouble with audio at the moment. Hi, Katie. If the sound sounds mega painful. Yes, it is. Osteo is mega painful. Now, can you hear the lawnmower going in the background? Anyway, so I went out on this 450 and it's every bit as good as I thought it was going to be, and I have made the right decision. I think it'll be the bike for me going forward. So there you have that. What else have we been up to? Thursday? Didn't do a lot Thursday, or did I? I don't know. What did I do Thursday? It's the trouble when you're getting old. Oh, I've actually got the first bit of my pension. They paid me the first 2 weeks of pension. So thanks for that. And it's a reduced pension. Confirmed it's a reduced pension. The normal pension is about £220-odd a week. Mine's 198. It's my own fault. They told me to opt out of SERPs or opt out of the what's that? I did that and then came back in. That's why I'm on a reduced pension. You have to live with it, I'm afraid. Anyway, so I've got my pension. I've got my bus pass. So Friday, we were going to go over to the meat raffle, but it was anticipated there was going to be a lot of people over there. So we decided not to do it. Okay. We can miss the odd week. And tonight on HMS Victory, there's St George's Day dinner. However, we've not booked in for that because we're off to a 60th birthday party. So that should be a lot of fun. The theme is 60s. You know how we like a themed party. So we're off this evening to a party. So I think I'm going to go dressed. He was a schoolboy of the 60s. or dressed as somebody from the 60s with the old trio beyond and the what's name? Harris tweed jacket. So like a school teacher of the 60s. Well, that's how I remember my teachers anyway, wearing a tweed jacket and a trilby. So there you have it. So old Lady Hill, she's at the moment, we're doing dessert. So we're having tiramisu and she's lacing it all up with rum. I think it might be quite a boozy affair tonight. Yeah, haven't worked out the logistics of getting there and getting back yet. But it'll work. It'll be fine. Anyway, Thursday, Thursday evening, I thought, I'll take the Bantam out. So I took the Bantam out. And now I haven't taken it out since I put it back together. Other than a quick ride around the block to test it. When I was going to one of these bike nights, there's a bike night down here on round the road at the Rolling Scones, CAF, and there's a group of motorcyclists meet there on a Thursday evening. So I thought I'd go along to it. Or was it Wednesday evening? Anyway, so I got the Bantam out. Didn't start till 6 o'clock, so I got there a little bit early and nobody's there. So I thought I'll carry on because it was a nice evening. Go for a ride on the Bantam. Now, I went down to Stokes Bay, had a ride round and came back and it started to clatter and make some funny noises and the clutch was getting a bit, it wasn't working properly. Still pulling, but cool, wasn't making a racket. Anyway, I'll show you what I did. But first, this is me set up in a toy shed. But this is what happened. So when I put the Bantam back together, you can see that sprocket and the big nut in the middle. Well, that big nut in the middle, I couldn't have done it tight enough. And that's come loose, and consequently the whole of the clutch housing is rattling backwards and forwards. And when you pull the lever, there's nothing there. Am I a pillock or am I a pillock? So that's what's happened. So me being a twat. So what I've decided to do is I run up Dragonfly where I get me spares and that, and then they're closed today. So I'll have to ring them on Monday. There's a special spanner type thing that goes on that washstone and it can grunge it up. So I'm going to have to get the tool and grunge it up. Now, at the same time, there's another piece I need to replace, so I might as well do that at the same time. So that's that bit. So as you can see, I have got the Bantam back in bits. Bloody clutch taken apart again. So, why do I do this to myself? I'm not a mechanic. I should have got a professional to do it right in the first place. I've lost count of how many times I've taken that clutch apart. But this is going out. Should be going out in 4K because I've now rung up BT or EE and I've turned that off and we've got Virgin. Now let me tell you a bit about getting Virgin. And we've had a bad experience of Virgin in the past where their customer service hasn't been particularly good. However, I got fed up with VE. They promised me full fibre. Last year, they put the fibre cable in the street down to the cabinet, and they said we would be getting full fibre from the cabinet to the premises. Now, they just ain't delivered. It just ain't happening, and I don't get the speed that I'm after. So because I'm out of contract, I contacted, somebody said, EE, I've got an EE, a Virgin cabinet right outside the house. So I haven't actually spoke to anybody other than the two engineers that came down to do the install. It's all done online. There's a bot. You order it online and everything like that. Brilliant. Came when it said it was going to come. Guys came. They pulled the cable out of the cabinet, brought it into the premises. Another guy turns up to lay the cable around the house and put it in. And then another guy turns up and he's actually brought the router and everything and done the install. And it's brilliant. I'm getting 900 meg plus download and I'm getting 100 plus meg upload. That's what I was after. That means that I can now stream in 4K. It also means that the telly don't go get that wheel of death when I'm working, when I'm uploading stuff. So I can upload stuff in 4K, no worries at all. How good's that? And so far, I had to get a Wi-Fi extender, and that's what we're working on here. So this is pushing out in 4K, and it seems to be holding pretty well. So far, I'm happy with the switch to Virgin. Now they're sending me out another piece of kit, one of these pods, a Wi-Fi pod that you plug in to a socket, and then that runs it off the ass on the electric. So you got that bit more extension. So it should be all blooming good. So I'm happy with what I've done so far. So if anybody out there is out of contract with the likes of E or BT or any of the others, and you want to go to Virgin, the process is fairly easy. It's pretty much all online, and you're speaking to somebody online as well. So from that point of view, it's good. Right, now, update on the new bike, the Royal Enfield Himalayan 450. Now, test rode it on Wednesday, and that confirmed, yeah, that's the bike for me. I have made the right decision. Now, it should be, inshallah, touch wood, keep your fingers crossed, turning up this week. However, the bike's turning up, but there's a bit of a delay on the accessories. Thank you. There's a bit of a delay on the accessories. This is a little bit of a concern because I've only got 6 weeks before we ship out. Now, if I don't get anything else, I need the brackets and the panniers. I can live without the other stuff, but the brackets and the panniers are crucial. Absolutely crucial. It will make, if I don't get them, it'll make the trip particularly difficult. And it'll be particularly difficult because I'll have nowhere to put my stuff in the panniers because I've got one side will be my breakdown kit and and the like, and my waterproofs and bits and pieces that I need on a daily basis there. The other one will keep all my camera equipment, and hopefully I'll have the charging block in there where I can charge up batteries and all that on the go. And then I've got a bag that sits across the top. If that doesn't turn two, we're in trouble. I might have to go with a backpack, which ain't all that good, is it? Wandering around with a bloody great burger on your back. So keep your fingers crossed, touch wood, that at least the doobie, what's it for the thing of me, Bob's, the rack, turns up for the panniers, and all will be well. I mean, the other bits and pieces I could probably live without. There's some engine bars, there's a slightly taller screen, there's some handlebars, electric grips, and yeah, I think that's about it. So we could come down to the wire. Anyway, what we got on this week? Well, tonight we're going to a party, and it's a 60 theme, so I need to sort of go and sort out my rig for that. And yeah, next week I've got an interview or two to do. Next week, I think a fairly steady week. So hopefully, the new bike will turn up. So until next week, I guess, when hopefully I'll have another bit of an update for you. And next week, I've got to stab myself again, but I won't show you. I know some of you people out there are a bit squeamish. but there you go, that's it. So hopefully the bits will come through for the Bantam project, and we can get that nut tied up properly so it doesn't fall apart again. Yeah, then I'll make a crashing noise when it's rattling around. So until next week, when I come live from the old Hill Manor again, thank you for your time. Thank you for watching. If you do like what I do, give us the old thumbs up. Don't forget to smash the like button and subscribe to the channel if it's your first time here. If it's not your first time here and you're not subscribed, why aren't you subscribed? They all do this at the end of their videos, don't they? Why haven't you subscribed? Doesn't cost anything. It's for free. There you go. Something for free. So that's it. That's me. Lord Hill, live from the old Hill Manor for another Saturday live from here. So until then, TTFN. Ta-ta for now. Welcome to the Tim Hill Podcast. If you have the time, you can not only listen to the episodes, but you can also watch all the shows, and you'll find the links in the description below. Thank you.